Hi everyone, it's Kevin J, the best thing since the day. And you're listening to The Therapy Suite right here on UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio. This week, I speak to Martina Woodworth, who is the creator of Santa's Magic Chimney. Martina, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you, Gavin. Lovely to be here.
It's great to have you here. I think it's great what you're doing, you know. It sounds really intriguing, but to begin with, let's talk a bit about you and your background and, you know, how you got, you know, what you've been doing before you got to this point now.
Well, I'm originally from Manchester, been living in Halifax a long time, so I've got slightly a different, like, War of the Roses twang. I've been a specialist advisory teacher for children with severe social, emotional, mental health needs across the city of Bradford, Oldham, Manchester and across the UK. So I've been working in that for about 25 years, working with senior leaders in schools, training staff and helping families in how to build connections. It sounds really complicated, but actually it's just like curating tiny moments of connection that rewires relationships.
That's brilliant. How long have you been doing that for?
Well, since I left university, probably 25, 27 years. I left that profession about 3 years ago, went into a bit of property development, loved that, but then like something was calling me back to children and families, so here I am.
Fantastic, that's brilliant. So that's quite a few different things, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm kind of an entrepreneur at heart, but the heart of everything I do is always tracked back to children and families and connection. So,
is that your main passion, basically?
Yeah, I've got four children, two grandchildren, and yeah, many more like heart children that I've taught and I've worked with and families. So, yes.
Brilliant stuff. How did Santa's Magic Chimney come to life? Was there a moment, a memory, or a needed spark of the idea?
Well, it was born from two things. One of them was about worry, and one of them was about wonder. So, children in my house, and children I was working with, they would look, and it sounds twee, but they would look at every book. They would look at every film, they would listen to every song, and at the heart of it was how Santa would come down the chimney. And not only my children, but many children I was working with would have the same concern, as would their families. So modern homes, a lot of them don't have fireplaces anymore. And even if they do, sometimes it's like, well, they're hearing every day that Santa gets stuck up the chimney, and how will Santa get into their house? So it was born of a moment in 2012 when my youngest daughter came home from nursery, and she said, she looked at our fireplace and said, how is Santa going to come down the chimney? And her older sisters went, oh, it's okay. Santa's got a magic key. Oh, it's okay. Santa's got magic dust, and my husband, being a typical Yorkshire man who didn't want to buy a magic key or magic dust, said, oh, he comes down the loft. So I was a part-time property developer at the time. So I had a joiner who was at the house next door. So I asked him to make me a child-size wooden fire surround, just like you see in every Disney movie. I've got a degree in art and in textiles, so I made some felt flames and felt logs. And the very next day, Santa's Magic Chimney arrived at our house, sent by Santa. And it just so happened that year, Gavin, is that Elf on the Shelf arrived in the UK. And Elf on the Shelf, to my mind, was sent to watch children. It was sent to report back if they were bad. It was encouraging parents to, when the child goes to bed, spend time to creating lots of incredible setups, but thinking if you've got 15, 20, 30 minutes, you should be doing it with your children. So I kind of, 2012, wanted to beat Elf on the Shelf in my household. So Santa's Magic Chimney was born. And then since then, friends, family, my children are all grown up now. But 2-3 years ago, it just came back as, you're going to launch this product and you're going to help other children and families, you know, benefit from what is my idea of a new Christmas tradition.
Where is the product sold at the moment?
So it's sold on our website, which is www.santasmagicchimney.co.uk. It's sold on Amazon. It's sold. We have licensed the product to an incredible person who it's called Blue Diamond Products. So yeah,
fantastic. And how much do you tend to sell in the year?
Well, okay. Well, we did a minimum viable quantity launch last year, and we sold 250 within 2 hours. Yep.
Gosh.
This year we have got a stock of 2,670. I will say, Gavin, is I actually had 7 months off this year. I had a family member who is poorly, and I took 7 months off to look after them. So in July, I met what I call is my fairy godfather, who asked to license my product and bring Santa's Magic Chimney. And without him, without his company, we wouldn't be talking. this is the maximum amount of stock that we could hand make and create and bring to the UK this year.
That's fantastic. So it sounds like every year those sales are going up. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, we're saying that. And then also it is about a product, but it's also about the activities that go with it. And we have got plans in 2026, because what I hear from children, you wouldn't believe the little whispers is like, where's Santa today? And they could ask you, I don't know, the middle of April when, Easter Bunny's come, where's Santa? Like, he only works one day a year in their minds. Where do you think he is? So I would just often have fun and say, I think Santa's one of my favourite things with the boys. I'd say, he's at the World Enduro Championship in Wales. And they're like, is he? Yeah, he's like motocross racing. And they'd be like amazed. And I'd say, well, how do you think he learns how to? He's got to learn all his skills to, steer his sleigh. He's got to, learn all. So throughout the year, you think that Santa's, doing nothing, but, Santa's working hard. So they would peek into the mind of where Santa was on that day. So we have got plans for Santa's Magic Chimney that Santa might make an appearance in April. Because my company's actually called Twas the Night Before. So we're going to be doing it Twas the Night Before Easter. And Santa might make an appearance and a collab, maybe with the Easter Bunny, give some activities so that, children feel loved and connected and families, can.
Absolutely. Can you just again run about the product with us and how children use it and that kind of thing? I'm really interested to hear this.
So on Santa's Magic Chimney Activation Day, which in 2025 is the 8th of December, all your decorations have gone up, and your house is looking beautiful, and Santa sends your house Santa's Magic Chimney. So it arrives, and it comes with a note to say, Santa sent it to your home. And it, the children are given notes from Santa to decorate it with all their handmade crafts. They're given notes to write their letter to Santa. Inside it, through the flames, it has got a secret slot where they can post their letters to Santa. Now, did you know, Gavin, that originally letters to Santa were put inside a fireplace.
Oh, really? Yep. Originally how it worked, basically?
Yeah. So you would write your letter to Santa, put it in the flame, and it wouldn't burn. It would fly up the flue, out of the chimney, across the skies, direct to Santa, land directly on his lap. No more snail mail. So the families that we've worked with, these children are like running outside and they're like their bare feet to look across the sky to see like Santa's just received my letter. They then can put out their Santa snack. They can put out their carrot for Rudolph. They can gather around it. They can read stories. And of course, that is the portal for Santa's visit. Additionally, Gavin, what happens on the activation day is on social media, all our social media channels, Santa gives a good morning hello message. It's sent via email and also through social media channels. And then in the afternoon, it asks the children and the families, can they join in a Jingle Joy challenge? And what happens is they play a game for 5 minutes. The more fun they have, the more laughter they have, the more the family of flames hear them, and they earn jingles, and jingles power Santa's sleigh. And that means that he can get around the world on time. So there's a lot of things going on with the product. So, yeah.
Absolutely. No, it sounds great. It sounds great. I can see that Santa's magic chimney, or I can hear rather, is a full experience. How does that experience create connection and support family well-being?
Okay, well, the experience is based on my knowledge of science. Okay, so a long, long time ago, while I was working as a specialist teacher in Bradford, the government launched something called the Post-Adoption Support Fund. They were giving a lot of money to support children and families who have been adopted, who maybe have been impacted by trauma. And it was about the time that the American government had developed certain programs that on a live MRI scanner, they could see new neural pathways of connection growing. They could also see new neural pathways being pruned. So particularly for soldiers, they might be triggered by images, sounds or smells. And they would give these new interventions. But what the government was particularly interested in, like many governments, is that they had live data that they could see it on a screen. And it wasn't anecdotal, is that they could see these images, the neural pathways have been pruned. So the English government put a lot of money into trying in to use these interventions so that the children who maybe are most impacted by trauma could have the best life chances. And that sprung up in Bradford and throughout the UK, many incredible people that could work with children and those modalities that were evidence-based. And Martina was in charge of helping with something called education, health and care plans, where money was given to spend on those interventions. So it was my job to seek them out. And by osmosis, I suppose I learned a lot about it. And obviously I was fascinated that we could help impact children and families, because we're thinking about mirror neurons. It wasn't just the child benefited, it was everything within the family system. So that is where that started. And I'll tell you, Gavin, is I then went on to develop these activities so that they weren't just happening in a therapist room and with the family, because children were spending 5-6 hours at school, so with a one-to-one support worker or a teacher. So I would, what I call, superduce the activities so that they would just last 5 minutes. And I called them at the time 5 minutes of fun. And so their support workers could use the same activities to build new neural pathways of connection. And at that time, that was, say, 12 years ago, I won awards for those activities within Calderdale for the impact it had on children and young people. And then I went on to train staff around the UK in how to do them. And what I found, other than the impact on the children that were being referred, what I found was that the staff were coming to me to say, oh, practice with my child at home. I practice with my husband. And, you know, would take me to the back of the class. And you know what I found is that my child has, like, given me more eye contact. And, like, we're having so much more fun together. And I might have been having difficulties with my relationship with my husband. And, like, it was just, like, joyful. So out of that, I had a bit of a light bulb moment that, as well as Santa's magic chimney, how Santa comes in, how we post a letter, I just combined that with what was the elf on the shelf doing every evening. You were going out, and I was thinking, well, maybe they could use that time to play these activities. So I basically Santa'd them up, Gavin. I Santa'd up my activities, Christmased them up, and set a challenge that the more fun you have, the more laughter you have, the more you work together, the more jingles you earn to power Santa's sleigh. So it's kind of just like a wraparound. It's like a Christmas gift.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. We're just going to a quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
How can people slow down and enjoy the moment?
Well, my belief is that Christmas should not be seen as a destination. It should be seen as a journey. And when I hear things like one more sleep, Advent calendars, countdown to the big day, I kind of think is, why are we disregarding 24 days that we can be with together? So we want to make every day matter. So I want to slow down, bring in meaningful rituals that hold us together. And Santa's magic chimney and the jingle challenges, posting the letter, putting the stocking on, having the mantle, is about choosing a ritual where families slow down, because children often can't remember what presents they had, but they remember being with their families and being present. They remember what dad did, what fun they had, where they were, not what they unwrapped. That's my experience.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree. I mean, you know, Christmas You know, it's a time for family, people getting together. Because sometimes people haven't got enough time in, during the year to see each other. I think Christmas sometimes is the only time. Is that your experience? Or do you know people having that experience where people see people usually around Christmas rather than the year?
Yeah, and I think we make time for family. But sometimes you can go and you can get, you can be together and you can, you know, catch up on news. But certainly in my family, we would do all that, but then I'm kind of being teacherish, but I would always have games. Yeah, we would always go, right, okay, we're having two teams, like not enforced fun, no competition, everyone working together. You know, my little joke was that it wouldn't matter what team did. What happened is that they would always have a draw at the end. Right. I don't know how no one would, you know, they would fight so hard against one another to like work together. And within that would always be these activities of working together, smattered throughout the day. But they're the things that connected. My daughter, say she was six, and she was in a room with granddad, who was 70. And their connection might be, how are you, granddad? How are shopping? But within these activities, I learned that granddad was an engineer. She would learn little bits about how on earth would granddad know how to make a Lego model? That's because you didn't know, because he retired 20 years ago, that he was an expert engineer in Halifax. Yeah, but she did now in that moment. She will never forget that moment that her and granddad were working together to build a Lego model to hold a chocolate Easter egg for her team. It's, you know, it's about being together. And Martina helping curate that so that it's easier, because I'll say is like some of the things that like I kind of cringe about Christmas activities, like let's make some hot chocolate. It's fraught with issues, Gavin. It's like boiling milk, boiling water, very simple activity, over in 5 minutes. You might spill it, you might mess up my kitchen. They are not bonding activities. It takes a lot of skill to create an activity where the adult feels relaxed enough to go, is I don't have to guide you. And in fact, in Santa's Magic Chimney, every activity the child has mastery. The child controls the game, not the adult. It's the child's job to pull the adult into their childlike world, almost like, you know, pulling out their inner child. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Christmas, we know Christmas is about children and, you know, the kids, etc. How can adults feel the magic as well?
Well, like I've just said, is adults sometimes, they're reluctant. They say they're reluctant to suspend the disbelief, and they kind of go, we need to not spoil the magic of Christmas for children. But when I was doing my training and I was teaching adults, and sometimes they were reluctant to go, oh, you know, we've got this bubble and we're blowing this ice ball and we don't want to let it land on the floor. And they'd kind of worry how to get into character. So I would say to them, okay, what's your favourite programme? Blah, blah, blah. They might say EastEnders. Say, oh, how long's that on for? 60 minutes. I say, oh, what's the storyline at the moment? So they come out with, oh, you know, this went down and the pub burned down. And I say, okay, so that's 60 minutes you're believing these fictional characters are real. Okay, what I'm asking you to do for 5 minutes with all your heart is you are believing that this bubble is an ice bubble sent from Santa, and we need to blow it from me to the child and back to one another and not allow it to go to the floor. Do you think you can do that for 5 minutes? They're literally like, yeah. So in suspending their disbelief, it's like not rocket science, it's neuroscience. And adults, they're usually with Elf on the Shelf, they're like the backstage crew. They're doing everything at midnight while the child is asleep. They're trying to put on this they're trying to, you know, create this illusion. Just like, you know what, we can do something better. We can forget that, and you can be part of the magic. And quite often it's within that that they learn how to play a game, because they may have come from generations where their mums and dads might not have been at home for as much as they might have been the generation before, and they're almost like reparenting themselves to, you know, play again. And, you know, if you're a fly on the wall watching that, it's quite emotional to go, is they're enjoying it as much, if not more, than their children.
Absolutely, yeah. How does your work fit into a bigger picture around emotional health, presence, and making time for what matters?
Well, I think we're living in, I'm struggling with the words, but it's like a loneliness epidemic. We've got families who are busy, who are working, who are fractured. They're working so hard and they're stressed that even sometimes they're physically together, emotionally they're quite separate. So Santa's magic chimney, even for a tiny part of the year, we're not pretending, you know, we're in a year-long therapeutic intervention, but it's a reason for them to come together, not just for Christmas, but it's a reminder that life happens in small moments, and it's not about a grand gesture. It's not about an Instagrammable moment. And we can gather around a wooden chimney. Santa's magic chimney is the equivalent of a Christmas tree to an adult. And we can rehearse the art of connection within Martina Woodworth's supportive framework of the games. But like I said, with the live MRI scans, we build new neural pathways of connection. And if we were to carry on rehearsing that throughout the year, they wouldn't get pruned. And they would become, and you would see evidence of that in, say, a supermarket queue where you previously might have had your child having a tantrum because they wanted a chocolate bar. And you are much more able to regulate them to go, you're not actually dinner, blah, 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 and move on from that, because you've built new pathways of connection, new mirror neurons that have been able to, you know, impact on other parts of your life, not just while you're playing the games.
So very interesting, you know, about the neural pathways and stuff. Honestly, I think it's fascinating. What's been the most meaningful or surprising feedback you've received from families about Santa's magic chimney?
I think one huge thing as of today, because we've had lots of families tested over the last few weeks, has been the letter, posting a letter to Santa, the sheer wonder of bringing back that, put a letter in the fire. And it's almost like it's a new tradition for parents. That was one. But then for Martina, who really wants the connection of the games, is that how much confidence the child grew in pulling in the parents, maybe the grumpy parents, to go, we need to play these games to earn jingles, pulling in the brothers and sisters, pulling them off their Xboxes. And literally today, a parent going is, she can't stop giggling. She can't stop laughing. It's so infectious. Her brothers are laughing. They're just giggling and believing that those laughs and giggles were powering Santa's sleigh. And it's all based on their memories of playing the game for just 5 minutes with their younger brother or sister.
That's great. Absolutely great. There's so much pressure for perfection at Christmas. How can people deal with this, do you think? What's your perspective?
I suppose it's what I just said earlier, is it's remembering is that perfection is not what children want. They want warmth. They want attention. They want lots of silliness. But silliness can somehow at times get out of hand, and it can lead to boundaries and We need to stop now, we've gone too far. But because Santa's magic chimney is always time bound, and we stop it at a certain point. So it's not about having to meet an Instagrammable moment or candlelit tables. It's not about the latest fad. Is that we try and drop all that pressure. But if we drop that pressure, what we're going to replace it with? It's when we can become fully present and we can play these games that basically I kind of make them fail-proof. Yeah, they just like don't. They just don't. It's not got the thing to go wrong. There's no scripts. There's no performance. There's no competition. Ever a competition. All we're doing is working together. So a little bit about the activities is that you get excited at the same time. You calm down at the same time. You have eye contact. You move at the same time. So what happens is your heartbeats begin to mirror each other. How you breathe begin to mirror each other. So we're always working together to help Santa, in inverted commas.
Absolutely. We're just going to another quick ad break and we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano. Flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Around Christmas, I mean, I know we mentioned about pressure. How do you deal with it, Christmas pressure, personally? Just generally speaking.
You know what? I've got an incredible husband. And I plan all the parts that usually bring the stress. So all the parts about the food kind of just like mix incredible like things that might take a long time with hacks. And I just kind of plan to come out the kitchen, get everything ready so I can actually be in the room. And sometimes that's quite hard. I just plan, Gavin.
Planning's the way forward, isn't it?
And also it's like working together. Like my husband is an accountant. Like it literally is like, you know, but he is like on it, like prepping, food prepping. We plan, we've done it because we want to get that thing out of the way, you know, to be with our family.
I've heard that before from actually quite a few people. Like, it becomes that kind of, that so much pressure, you kind of, you obviously want to do really well and deal with it, but then you just want it kind of over and done with as well. You know, because it is a lot of preparation. And even the build-up to Christmas, doing the shopping.
Yeah, it's build-up, yeah. Well, what I did, believe it or not, actually, we had a bit of a launch with Santa's Magic Chimney. We had a Christmas party about 6 weeks ago. People laugh, it's like, is it Christmas in your house all the time? So the day that our shipment went, I had a Christmas, I had a live pianist. I invited, I live next door to a retirement home. So they all came, they listened to the live pianist, they had some sherry. They had, we had a huge turkey. It was like, you know, it's like a Christmas carol in the house. And I think I'd just done some internet shopping, £100, loads of veg. I invited people, asked and they would come, and all these people arrived, had no idea it was Christmas. Sorry, and walked into like Santa's. But it, when you plan, there isn't that much stress.
Absolutely.
I maybe need to move into that, Gavin, where I help people plan.
That might be the next area for you, you know.
Yeah.
Do you find that people look at social media a lot and compare Christmases and that kind of thing? Do you find that happens?
I do. I'm in a lot of parent groups. I'm in a lot of groups about Christmas. It's like, what is the latest trend? How can we do something different? You know, Lapland UK is incredible. You know, it sells out, you know, within 2 or 3 hours. And, you know, that experience, it's like £300-400. And I find parents going, you know, what outfit I'm going to wear? What, you know, it's like, you know, when I get the picture with Santa, how am I going to look? But I kind of like, you know, if we strip away all that, is that what is happening in them few hours? What is that child's experience? And actually, at the heart of it, then parents don't want to break the magic. That is why they're choosing that incredible experience. But the wrapping around it of what you're wearing, what your picture looks like, what hotel you're in, you know, to me, that's irrelevant to the child. And that parent needs to enjoy those few hours because they've worked all year for that, Gavin. We have to remember that they're paying money to have a magical experience. And parents, just that's it. I just think you're working really hard. So let's make that time together as incredible as possible.
Absolutely. And Christmas can be expensive, can't it, as well? That's the other thing.
Yeah, well, you know, when we did our research, we started off about the product, business plans and, you know, investors. And it was like, oh, you know, working out what parents spend at Christmas. But the biggest shock was when we worked out the books was in the build up, Gavin. It was how much money between the 1st of December, if not before, and the 25th were being spent every single weekend on trip to Santa. It was, you know, in the ice forest, it was going to the markets and on the ice thing, and a lot of money in incredible experiences, pantomimes. But it's like going, is trying to remove that stress so that they can actually be enjoyed, not just by the child. My thing is also is being enjoyed by the parent, yeah, and being, you know, fully present as they can. And that's why I talk about planning, because if we're just taking away the stress of what's next, how do I avoid this, where are we going, what are we doing, what shoes are we wearing, which is just a constant narrative in, like, me as a mum before head. If we can strip that away and we can actually, you know, enjoy it with our children, they will benefit from that, you know.
I totally agree with you, though. I think it's so important that obviously you want the children, you know, it's lovely for children to have a brilliant time around Christmas, but the parents have to have a good time as well, because yeah, that way it, and when they're having a good time, it, the children, you know, they're smart, they can tell like emotions and what's going on. And if the parents are having a good time, they're going to have an even better time, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, we will. And it's what I've said, it's not about it is about presence, but it's also about presence. If the whole of Christmas is about what you've unwrapped, then even if you've got, you know, the most presence in the world, you would envy a child whose parent had spent a few weeks doing things. But like, I go back to the experience of making hot chocolate. Often the experiences we're told are magical. In fact, it can be quite fuel for highly stressful situations. Yeah, when we've got time-poor parents and we've got children who, you know, they're working really hard in schools, you know.
Absolutely. If you had one word of advice for Christmas cheer, what would it be?
It's that children, like I've said, might not remember the presents that they got, but they'll remember every single tradition. Like, you know, this Santa's Magic Chimney was born from my daughter, age 3. And last Christmas, you know, I'm like in bed at like 9 o'clock on Christmas Eve, and she's 15, and she comes to the bedroom and she's like excited for Christmas. And she's like my youngest, yeah. And she's like, "Mom, you know, can we put out the cookies and the milk and the carrot for Santa?" And part of me's like, "Oh my gosh, I might have been embarrassed to suggest that to you." But it's like, this is part of her traditions of what she does with me and Dad. And it's like, don't underestimate the power of the suspension of disbelief. The suspension of disbelief is in everything, and it's very powerful. So it's like, okay, Martina's full on is, we are now putting out Santa snack. We are doing it. And she's smiling and she's grinning, but she's not like arguing with me. And it's something that I go, this Christmas, I won't forget to do. I might not forget to do every year since, because she's taught me is that, no, you carry on these things and you smile. And if you suspend your disbelief, they will suspend their disbelief also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've got a few minutes left. I just wanted to ask, what's the legacy you hope to build both through this product and the message it carries about connection, care and magic?
Well, I'm in it for the big game, Gavin. I want this to be a global tradition. I want it to be a new Christmas paradigm. There has not been a new global tradition for 20 years. Say 20 years, Elf on the Shelf arrived. So it's time for something new. The fire is the heart of the home. You know, that is the reason why we developed our, you know, large frontal systems, because we harnessed fire. Yeah. We were able to cook previously inedible food. We could work in the fields longer. We could go back on our heat and warm our bodies. We could take out light and work longer hours. This is the reason why we separated as a species. And this is the reason why I think, oh, you know, it's Santa's magic chimney twee. I'm like, no, it's at the heart of every home, of every religion, is the fireplace and fire. And so...
Absolutely. Totally with you. Thank you so much for today. Where can people find you if they want to reach out?
Well, Santa's Magic Chimney is on every social. So we're on X, we're on Facebook, we are on
Instagram as well, aren't you?
Instagram, yeah. LinkedIn, and obviously www.santasmagicchimney.co.uk. Just so you know, is you don't have to buy Santa's Magic Chimney to join the Jingle Joy. You can join it entirely for free, and Santa will send you all the activities every day so your child can contribute. We have a Jingle Joy heat map, so we can tell throughout the whole of the UK how many jingles are being created. So we publish that every single day.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you to your listeners, my listeners rather, where you can find me on Instagram at GavinJ417. Until next time, take care.